You're listening to SBS News.
A man is pulled out of the rubble of a five-story apartment block in Ukraine's Donetsk region. He is one of a handful of survivors. At least 15 people are dead, 24 people are missing, including a nine-year-old boy. The boy's uncle, Valerie, watches emergency services work as he waits desperately for a miracle.
We don't have good expectations, but I'm avoiding such thoughts. He's a small boy. Who could he hurt?
The Deputy Chief of Emergency Services for the region, Vyacheslav Baitsyov, said four buildings in the town of Chavisyar were struck by Russian missiles. The residents mainly worked in nearby factories.
During the shelling yesterday, there were four shells. They were likely Iskander missiles. A part of a building collapsed from the fifth to the first floor.
Cranes and excavators worked alongside rescue teams to clear away the ruins of one building. A wall had completely crumbled after the strike. Russia's president says this attack is the latest in a string of strikes against civilians by the Russian military.
It was a missile strike, and everyone who gives orders for such strikes, everyone who carries them out, targeting our ordinary cities, residential areas, kills absolutely deliberately. After such strikes, the killers will not be able to say they did not know something or did not understand something.
Volodymyr Zelensky saying those who fired the missiles must be tried for war crimes, comparing the attack to the brutalism of Nazi forces.
You know, Nazi murderers are found and brought to justice even when they are 90 or 100 years old. They are caught all over the world. Of course, we don't want to wait that long, but I give this example to show that punishment is inevitable for every Russian murderer.
21 people were killed in a separate attack on an apartment building in Ukraine's south earlier this month, and in late June, 19 people were killed when Russian missiles slammed into a busy shopping centre in the middle of the country. Russia has denied targeting civilians. The Defence Ministry says its forces have destroyed a hangar storing artillery donated by the United States in the town of Chavisyar. The superpower is attempting to take control of the entire Donbass region, where separatist rebels have fought Ukrainian forces since 2014. The Donbass is made up of two provinces, Luhansk and Donetsk. Russian forces claimed full control of Luhansk over the weekend as the last remaining city fell. This attack occurred in Donetsk, where Russian forces have now focused their attention. Amid the rockets, international assistance for Ukraine continues. The United States will supply four high-precision rocket launchers. The United Kingdom has begun training Ukrainian soldiers at its army bases. It aims to train up to 10,000 fighters in the coming months. Lucy Murray, SBS News.